Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. We're having a great visit with our good friend Karen Kerrigan, President of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBEcouncil.org. Karen, tell us about SBE Council.
You bet, Jim. We are an advocacy research, nonpartisan, nonprofit, advocacy research and education organization dedicated to protecting small business and promoting entrepreneurship. We have over 100,000 members nationwide. We look out for the entrepreneur, for small business owners, from a policy perspective, regulatory perspective. We're here in Washington fighting the battle every day. Our research, mostly done by our chief economist and his team, helps support what we do. Our members are very involved, testifying before Congress, helping us with media all across the country. And people should visit our website, sbecouncil.org, to learn more. Follow us on Twitter, at sbecouncil, and Facebook, SBE Council. There's different ways that will connect with us and to get involved in what we do.
One of the things I'm the most proud of, folks, is that I've been telling you about this organization for ever since I've been on the air, and they continue to justify my support. Karen, I congratulate you on that. Let's move over and talk about a couple of other things. I'm going to restate this, Karen. I consider the Obama administration to be the anti-business administration. Now, folks, I'm not talking about Mr. Obama. I'm talking about his policies. I'm taking his policies to the mat because, I mean, Karen, I don't know where to start in the time we got left. Do we talk about the NLRB's assault on employee relationships? Do we talk about Obama's assault on the Internet as we know it? Do we talk about Obama giving away the Internet to foreign entities? I don't know where to start.
Yeah. Well, you know, let's
ever in your life, have you ever seen a president assault American capitalism like this president?
Well, Jim, I haven't. And, and like you said, it's the policies. We're not attacking the man. We're attacking the policies and, those in the regulatory agencies who are, really proposing and hashing up these very difficult and burdensome and anti-business plans. And the president continues to say, small businesses, they're the backbone of our economy. They're central to the identity as our nation. But every single regulation that comes out,
he doesn't mean those are lies coming out of his mouth because he doesn't believe it. You don't say what you just said he said and have the policies that he has if you're not stupid or lying. And I don't think the man is stupid.
Jim, I think, the American public definitely and voters are catching on. I mean, in our surveying, it's time to stop. Regulation is going too far. Washington is trying to do much. They know something's wrong with the economy. It's broken. They're getting it. They listen to their small business owners. They talk to them, within their communities. And so there are luckily some bipartisan solutions that we're supporting that we could talk about later. But, when you said, well, what should we talk about? Let's just talk about this NLRB joint employer standard.
Yeah.
I mean, that threatens practically every private sector business in America, small, medium, and large.
And see, it's bigger now than it used to be, Karen, because 30 years ago, most small businesses were mom-and-pop backwater organizations. Today, we're integrated partners with our big business customers, and that makes us potentially connected to this joint employer thing you're talking about.
That's right.
They could reach down from the top of the big company that ultimately we do business with. They could reach all the way down into our company where we are subcontractors.
That's right. So, you're right, Jim. For over 30 years, the joint employer standard has protected businesses from liability for employees over which they do not have actual or direct control.
Right.
But the new standard actually changes that. I mean, essentially, any independent contractor now would fall like you said, the veil has been pierced. Mm-hmm. Independent contractors now would not be independent contractors. And you know, essentially, there'd be no business relationship. That's We'd all be one big employer somehow. I mean, there'd be one big employer.
Like the Borg. Like the Borg on Star Trek The Next Generation.
Exactly. Exactly. So moving forward, almost any contractual relationship between multiple employers may trigger a finder of joint employer's status. So this is really...
He's opened up a Pandora's box that's going to become a nightmare, and it's going to have to be closed. I mean, it'll have to be closed. It's going to seize up the economy if this isn't stopped. Karen, thank you for bringing it to our attention. Thank you for fighting it. We appreciate you. We know you need help. SBECouncil.org, folks, you can go there and help them out. Just give them some money. They can use it. Karen, thanks for being here. Come back soon. Keep up the good work.
You bet, Jim, and thank you.
Karen Kerrigan, ladies and gentlemen, one of my heroes. I'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.